For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, we explore the ongoing data privacy debate. Thousands of phone applications and websites exist to help us track our health, fitness goals, and sleep cycles. When Carolyn Parrish was looking to download a woman's health and menstrual tracker on her phone, she noticed many of these apps required access to her location and access to her contacts. That made her uneasy.
There are a lot of apps out there that will take more information than they need to operate. And it's solely for data mining purposes, you know, to create this sort of marketing database.
Parrish is a privacy professional, and her business depends on knowing the ins and outs of privacy policy. The reality is, many companies will track our location and browsing habits for business and marketing purposes.
The most important thing is that people have protections online, and they should have the right to know if a website's collecting information and sharing it and selling it with third parties. And some of that information is extremely sensitive, and it needs to be protected.
That's State Senator Michael Hastings, a Democrat from Orland Hills. He sponsors one of the two privacy measures considered this year. His Right to Know proposal would allow consumers to request the data that companies tracked and who they sold it to. Another measure would require app developers and website owners to ask before tracking a user's geolocation. But several business groups say that Illinois already has enough laws protecting consumers and their online data.
These are not bills that would require companies to do anything different than they're doing today as far as protecting data. These are more bills about what the consumer should know and when the consumer should know it.
That was Tanya Trish the Wood, Vice President and General Counsel for the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, which represents retail businesses across the state. She says these measures add unnecessary burdens on the business community in a time when many are already struggling to make a profit. Other opponents say the added regulations would create loopholes for trial lawyers to pick on businesses. But advocates say they can make sure that both sides get what they need without compromising consumer protections. Still, the battle continues. This has gone as far as several business organizations publicly declaring these two measures, among others, as anti-business and anti-employer. Matthew Erickson, Industry Outreach Director for Digital Privacy Alliance, a Chicago privacy advocacy group, disagrees.
We see this as a pro-business sort of thing. We feel that this has a net bonus on business. We feel that these bills, by essentially establishing a level playing field of trust, will encourage consumers to reach out more and help small businesses get that leg up of immediate trust.
So why the ongoing debate? John Verdi has one explanation. He is the Vice President of Policy at the Future of Privacy Forum in Washington, D.C., and has previously worked on privacy matters for the Obama administration. He says the nature of the issue is a complicated one, especially when at the federal level, there are no laws to regulate online data collection.
So I think it's helpful to frame these conversations instead of talking about data and what companies do with data or what users do with data or who owns the data. I think it's more helpful to really focus on the sensitive data categories because those are the things that matter most to consumers.
If this is the case, more dialogue might be needed in Illinois. The geolocation measure passed both houses and awaits the governor's signature. But the Right to Know Act has stalled in the House. While legislators try to hash out final details, Carolyn Parrish, the woman who wanted a simple health tracker for her phone, wants developers and businesses to consider this added transparency with consumers.
Giving people greater visibility into what's happening behind the scenes, it's useful. It's knowledge is helpful to the consumer to make educated choices.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.